Was that knee injury from the game, or did that come up like in a workout?
James' knee just kind of came up after the workouts Tuesday, so we don't know exactly where we are there. He's actually dealing with a personal issue. He had a death in the family, so he'll be out of town until Saturday.
Not to diminish a personal thing, but if he's out of town until Saturday, can he possibly help you on Sunday? I'm sure his mind's going to be in 1,000 other places besides looking at a game plan, I would think.
Well, I mean, in respect to James and his family, you know, we'll answer those questions once we get to that point.
How did Eddie come through yesterday? I know he's at least limited.
He's good. That's what he keeps telling me. So he had a good day yesterday. We'll see what he can do today. So he'll get a better idea where he is. But he went through the rehab, and so far so good.
With only one running back up, is that going to be force you to adjust anything you do, or are you going to still be able to run as many packages and things?
Well, I mean, that's really what the game plans are for, and frankly, you know, Eddie's health will have a lot to do with direction we go. I mean, he's a featured player in our offense, and you know, I'm just stating the obvious.
Is this defensive front a little bit of a different challenge than some of the ones you faced this year because of how much they like to play games up front with those four guys?
Well, the stunts, you know, they've stemmed their fronts against us in the past, and you know, just really the technique that they play with is definitely a challenge. But yes, their movement package is excellent. There's always a stunt of the week, so we'll see an exotic, you know, some form of an exotic stunt from these guys. We're you know, expecting that. So, yeah, so that's a real strength, of their defense. And, Rob Marinelli and those guys, they do a great job.
How does that compare to a team that likes to blitz a lot?
What are the differences in terms of how you compare?
Is it that much different if a team likes to move its front four guys around or if it likes to bring guys from other places? Are they different challenges?
I mean, it's a different scheme. In the end of the day, I'm not really sure what you're asking me, but football is about numbers. I think that's always been my approach. You start with a four-man rush, and then you get into a fifth man, whether it's coming from the secondary or from the linebacking core, and then obviously six-man pressures, and so from that. So they want to rely on their front four. I mean, there's a lot invested on what they do and how they do it there. That's always been the case. But they also have their standard five-man pressures. They're also good at that too. So, every week you kind of focus on their tendencies, but you spend a lot of time looking at history just so you don't get surprises, and that's really part of your game planning process. Just make sure you're players are aware and just keep sharpening their instincts.
I assume you're going pads today?
Yes.
Okay, so how big of a deal, how big of a day is this for Mike Pinnell to shake off a month's worth of
big day. Stuff? Yeah, absolutely. This is a big day for Mike, and there'll definitely be a little added work for him. So, yes, this is a big day.
You would talk about time of possession a few weeks ago. Dallas is obviously really good there.
Yes.
How do you view that when you're facing a team? Is it a matchup to try to win, or is it a? Because they're so good at it. Is it a focal point to try to match that, or how do you view that when the team has got a good track record like that?
Well, I mean, we want to win a time of possession every week too. I mean, I think but there's a lot of just the characteristics of being successful and. Time possession is just not one thing. It's not just the fact that, they run the ball so well. I mean, it's they're highly efficient on offense. You just look at the number of rushing attempts that they have. So, that speaks to a team with a high time of, possession. You look at third down. So you just focus on the characteristics of it. So, I mean, we're not conceding time possession based on past success of an opponent. So, our goal is to win the game, obviously, but time possession is an important statistic to win, I guess. But there's so much that goes into that.
Like, has Sam Shields been cleared to practice yet?
Sam will not practice today.
Mike, I know undrafted free agents have been making an impact here for some time now, but when you look at this particular year's group, whether it's Joe Thomas or Lane on the offensive line, what do you think of kind of the imprint they've sort of made on your team this season?
Well, I mean, Lane and Joe, I mean, you're obviously excited for them personally and their path and what they've done and really taking advantage of their opportunities. So you look at both those guys. They've worked extremely hard. They came up through special teams and in backup positions, and now they've claimed a starting role on our football team. So, but from a program standpoint, that's really how we've been wired here for the last 10 years, 11 years. So, and we rely on that. It's important to have those players, grow, through their time here. You have patience, probably more than most, and that's really, part of the way we operate.
Kind of a weird question, Mike, but does your team get any extra energy in the throwback uniforms or maybe the color rush things you're going to wear next week or anything to that?
Weird question. We've never worn them, so I'll let you know.
Is Dallas almost a common opponent to you guys now? I mean, is it when you're doing your because you play them all the time?
How does that affect preparation, maybe off season or just for this week?
Yeah, I mean, you can say that. I mean, we've played them every year here for the last couple of years, so there's different different familiarity. I think more so based on their coordinators. That's where really the common part that I always look at. So players change. That's the National Football League. It's teams are changing 15-20% of the roster each and every year. So, but yeah, I would agree with that.
I know that the scheme that both these guys are in now is totally different than what they played in college. But for Elliott and Prescott, do you guys look back at all at college tape just to see player tendencies, like what they try and do?
I mean, really not now. I think if we were earlier in the season, something you would look into, but you have all the preseason tape. That's really part of the early the bye week study, frankly, for us. And then we have enough regular game film that we're, as far as their individual mannerisms and so forth, that we're focused on.
How's Randall Demarius?
Randall.
I'm with you. Getting better. So hopefully they'll practice today, and then we'll see where they are.